www.blogtalkradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live, where you can get involved with the fight for freedom by calling the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Great to be here. I am Gardner, filling in for Ian.
And I'm Julia.
And we are here today on this Friday because the boys from Free Talk Live are out trying to expand the program to bring the voice of freedom and liberty to everyone. This is where you can take over the airwaves, where the phones become part of the fun. The conversation is between you and us and the listeners out there. So get in touch with us at 800-259-9231. It's your program. You take over. Gardner here and Julia there. We're taking over the airwaves for a little while, thanks to the guys who've given us permission, Mark and Ian, and they're out expanding, trying to contact even more stations, especially thanks to you and all of the folks who have been amplifiers to the program and provided a little bit of extra incentive for them to go out and get more stations involved with the conversation for freedom. Great to be here on a Friday, huh, Julia?
No, absolutely.
Absolutely right. So many things to discuss. I have to tell you, you know, I do a Monday through Friday show locally in New Hampshire. It's actually sort of a regional show. We go into Vermont as well. So there are a lot of subjects that upon which I've gotten a hit, and I'm very excited to be able to talk about some of these things. Let's just go through the roster of some of the subjects. If you want to call us and bring up subjects of your own, join the fun at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, these are some of the things that I have been discussing today and that have popped up on my radar. And I know, Julia, you were looking at some of the same things. Some of the things for defending your freedom and trying to expand the purview of freedom, whether you're in the Live Free or Die state, my home state, New Hampshire, or anywhere in the United States or the world, whether you're over at the Free Talk Live website on the BBS and posting stories and comments, or you're just talking to your friends. These are some of the things that I've been looking at. Washington, D.C., Dateline Washington, checkpoints starting up this weekend, possibly, in a very troubled zone in Washington, D.C., warrantless stops of people in Washington by the D.C. police starting Saturday night. It says here, according to the Associated Press, drivers will have their IDs checked by officers, and they will be turned away. Any who do not have the proper identification will be turned away, and if they do not have a legitimate purpose, even if they have a proper ID, they can be turned away by the D.C. police. They say, according to the Associated Press, it is a plan that has drawn swift criticism from civil liberties groups. This is Johnny Barnes, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union for the National Capital Area. Quote, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights should not become the next victim of the street violence. This is an area where 7% homicides rose 7% in the city in 2007 after several years of decline. Lots to think about in that, considering the fact that the D.C. gun ban is up before the Supreme Court. It would be nice if they allowed these people to defend themselves there. And it's amazing that they don't allow them to defend themselves at the same time that the state is demanding proper identification to go into the ghetto. Does that remind you of anything from Europe at all, Julia?
Well, you know, I was just thinking, when I'm picturing this, I see from the movie V for Vendetta, I see, you know, the government trucks going around looking for people. And essentially, what's the difference?
Yeah, that's absolutely
right. How much more Big Brother-ish can you get?
You know, I was reminded last week when I was sitting in with Ian and Mark, and Ian talked about Checkpoint USA. It's a great website. You can see the videos on YouTube as he played the audio of this one particular guy who's been challenging some of these checkpoints in Arizona that are 40 miles inside the Arizona borders. I was sent an email today after I talked about this on my program, and someone in New Hampshire said, we've got that here. We've got that in the Granite State.
I believe that's true. Up north, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. And they're deeper within the borders. They're not at the borders. They're deeper within. Now, I'd like to know where these guys get the idea that they can just randomly stop people without any probable cause.
Well, they have guns, so.
Oh, yes, that's right. They're agents of the state, and they're just doing their jobs.
And they can apparently just do whatever they feel like doing.
It's incredible to think about this. You know, a lot of people say, hey, you know, Gardner, why are you so critical of the current administration, especially in New Hampshire? You know, when I have a talk radio program, we get a lot of people who are sort of conservative or neoconservative Republicans. They don't want to be too critical of Bush. They have some problems with Bush on spending and things like that. And they will not look. They just incessantly will not look at the idea that George Bush has broken down the Fourth Amendment. He's broken down the constitutional strictures that guard our privacy and ourselves against unwarranted searches and seizures, against unlikely and or unconstitutional and unjust imprisonment. You look at other stories that have been happening, and they all seem to fit together in a way that tells me that we're in a lot of trouble right now regarding our privacy and our ability to be able to fight the government from taking us away if they want to.
It seems that the type of people that you're talking about, they feel like, well, I don't have anything to hide, so, you know, if I get pulled over, it's not going to be a big deal.
That's exactly
I'm not
the
holding
mindset.
Drugs.
Yeah, that's exactly the mindset. That's precisely. And you know what's interesting?
Dangerous.
But that mindset is pervasive also, Julia, when people go to vote on spending or on regulation. They'll say something to the effect of, even on the local level, there'll be a proposal for a new baseball park. Well, of course, if you vote against that, you're anti-communitarian. How dare you? How dare you not vote for the kids to be able to enjoy themselves? And what they don't realize is, look, when I vote, I'm not just voting for myself. I could give my own money to something. I'm voting to force someone to give up something, his livelihood. And it's the same sort of thing here. People think, well, you know, it doesn't affect me too much. I'm willing to accept that. No. It's not whether you're willing to accept that. If you're willing to accept higher security, you can go, say, work to try to privatize the security system on planes. You can try to have private police forces and private societies, which is exactly what I want. I want voluntarism. But don't vote to force somebody else to have to do something that he doesn't want to do. And that's precisely what we're getting here with the Bush administration. It's ridiculous. I don't think that Obama and Hillary are going to change this very much, do you?
No, absolutely not. And that's actually one of my problems with people who are solely anti-Bush,
yes,
is that they, I mean, we've seen some really drastic changes with the Bush administration, but it's not like things were great before George Bush took office. This is years and years and years in the making.
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets worse and worse with every administration.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And for those of you who are just joining us, I'm Gardner Goldsmith, and she's Julia, and we're filling in for Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Our number is 800-259-9231. Let's get started on the weekend really well. We'll talk about that story, and we need to get into another story. This is one that I could not cover on my program. This one comes from theguardian.co.uk. I want to tie them together and get your questions about whether or not you feel secure against possible Islamo-fascist terror, or secure against your government. I feel a greater threat approaching me because of the government, particularly when I go and I watch things like the video that I see from Arizona, the checkpoints, on YouTube. Here's a story about something about which I'm sure many people are unaware. The United States, according to The Guardian, is operating floating prisons to house those arrested in its war on terror, according to human rights lawyers who claim there has been an attempt to conceal the numbers and whereabouts of detainees. Details of ships where detainees have been held and sites allegedly being used in countries across the world have been compiled as the debate over detention without trial intensifies on both sides of the Atlantic. The U.S. government was yesterday urged to list the names and whereabouts of all those detained. This is two days ago, actually. Information about the operation of this has been sketchy. This is truly a remarkable story.
Is this America that we live in?
Well, I'm very, very troubled by this. And we'll take your calls at 800-259-9241. Julia, before we do any of that, I just want to mention that sitting on a Free Talk Live is a great honor to me anytime I come in with Ian and Mark. What these guys have done to support freedom is really amazing. And I'm so pleased to be able to do this. And I also want to thank some of the folks who back up the program, folks such as the Osbornes at SACL CAI. You know, coming up is Pork Fest very soon. If you get an opportunity, we're going to tell you more about SACL CAI. Of course, you know the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. But when you come to Porkfest here in the state of New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, coming up this coming week, very soon, it's going to be a blast. You're going to see the fun tent for SACL. It's going to be so much fun. These guys back up freedom so much, and I can't thank them enough. I'm really glad to be here with you, Julia.
I am as well.
Okay, we are going to hear from some of the folks backing us up.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious.
The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Ten Anders for Midas, June 6, 2008. Gold, 887. 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.13. $449.75 for half. $224.88 for a quarter. That's $9.13. $449.75 and $222.88.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, where you control the airwaves. You direct the conversation by calling the SACL CAI toll-free line at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, all across the U.S., and online at freetalklive.com, where you can listen live, check out the BBS, and also check out the camera as I, Gardner, fill in for Ian or Mark, and she
is Julia,
and she's filling in for one of the remaining. It's great to have you here, everybody, on this Friday. Good that we can get together, and really appreciate the guys asking us to come in and fill in. Really, really good. Hey, listen, wanted to give you the heads up about some of the folks we were discussing just before the break, and then get right back into the stories and your calls. If you are involved with a company that needs to try to do something new in the area of collections, contact our friends at SACL, C-A-I, Jason Osborne and the gang. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees, and I have met them, they're great, are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients as well. SACL, C-A-I, S-A-K-A-L-C-A-I.com online. Check out their banner at Free Talk Live, or just stop by the Free State Projects Fun Tent. Exactly. Coming up at Pork Fest, it is going to be an awesome time. I'm going to be there. I'll be hosting a bunch of the panel discussions, Julia. I know Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting. Is it all week you guys are going to be
there? Yeah. Well, Thursday through Sunday, I believe. Well, Sunday, there's no show. So okay. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's going to be great. And people who have not quite made the decision to come up, call some friends, contact people, get involved at the Free Talk Live BBS, and ask people if they're heading past your direction. Hitch a ride, because we want you here. We want to get as many people located to the center of freedom in the United States that we can. Live for your die, New Hampshire.
If you've never been, it's a great time. It really is.
It is.
There's something for everybody.
And no better time to do it. You know, we broke out the conversation talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C., where they infringe on the people's right to be able to defend themselves, which is an innate, inborn right. And, yes, Julie?
Well, I was just going to say, we actually have a caller who would like to talk about that.
Well, let's get right to it.
It is Matt in South Carolina.
Matt, thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. You're on Free Talk Live. How you doing, Matt? You there, Matt? Hey, Matty, are you with us? Yes, Matt, we can hear you. Go for it, my man. You're on the air. Okay, going once, going twice. Matt, we'll put him on hold and continue chatting and see if we can bring him back. I figured I'd take Ian's cue on that. Okay, now, where we left off, I was talking a little bit about this other story. Not only are our rights being infringed with the gun rights, but in District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., they are putting up checkpoints for security. This is just the kind of thing that they did in the Warsaw Ghetto. This is precisely what they did for security reasons. First, they take away the weapons, and then they start setting up roadblocks. And if you don't have a legitimate purpose to go into certain areas in Washington, D.C., where violence is really high, and of course, violence is probably very high because of the illicit drug trade and the fact that they can't turn to the law to be able to get any sort of resolution to the problems they might have with contract problems and drugs, because of the drug war. The violence is very high there. Then we have another story we were talking about. The United States using perhaps 17 ships as floating prisons to keep people off the shores of the United States so they can treat them any way they want to and not conform to U.S. law.
Well, what I think is so funny about this is we see all the time the government doing things that are not in compliance with U.S. law on a regular basis on
so
U.S.
Right.
soil, so I don't even understand why they bother going across seas.
I know. It's an excellent point,
Sad,
Julia.
But true.
You're absolutely right, you know. And we go all the way back to a number of Supreme Court precedents where, and you know, I try to explain this to people. You know how I put the book out, Live Free or Die, and people have read that who are sort of neocons, and they get incensed at me because there's a piece I wrote, which was actually also published online first, about Guantanamo and about how the United States government under George Bush didn't want a declaration of war because they didn't want to have to conform to the Geneva Accords. And they sent, Alberto Gonzalez out to Congress in 2002 to ask Congress not to declare war. Now, regardless of whether we declare war or not, if people read the Geneva Accords, the U.S. government is supposed to conform to the Geneva Accords, and it doesn't matter whether we're at war technically or not. If we're engaged in a military conflict, we're supposed to give these guys all of the all of the amenities and all the respect that's afforded them under the Geneva Accords, the protections of them. But they didn't. They brought them to Guantanamo, and they said, well, they're not on U.S. soil. If they aren't prisoners of war, since we didn't declare war under the U.S. Constitution, they're not prisoners of war, right? This is a sort of childish kindergarten mindset these pinheads have. So they think George Bush and Ashcroft and Rumsfeld and all these guys, Gonzalez, they all think, well, we didn't declare war, so we can hold them as non-prisoners of war. Well, if they're not holding them as prisoners of war, they're holding them as something else, what do they have to do? The only way that they can hold them is under some sort of U.S. criminal law, U.S. criminal code. You got to cite the code. You say, you are being held for this particular reason. You're going to be tried as X or Y or Z. And if they are terrorists, let's say, they're supposed to be tried under U.S. criminal code for terrorism, like they did for the Siamese Liberation Front, for all these other different things, for terrorists. And they won't do that. So then the terrorists...
How convenient.
Yeah, the guys that they've arrested, I should say, the suspected terrorists... They are then held indefinitely, some 5 or 6 years. Some of them were let loose, let go. And, you know, one guy was a cab driver. He was held for 5 years without even a habeas corpus hearing to show that they had evidence against him.
And what do you do if you get placed, if you're unfortunate enough to be placed in one of these camps? What can you do? You can't call anybody to come help you. You don't get a trial. You don't get lawyers. None of that. I mean, everything that our system that's supposed to be fair and just is built on just goes right out the window.
Now, under the Patriot Act, until it was revised, you could, if the United States had decided, the United States government decided, you could have been categorized as an enemy combatant. You could have been arrested and held without trial. For years, just like the foreigners could have. And until recently, you couldn't have even told an attorney. Because that would be divulging some sort of state secret. It would be communicating outside. You would have no avenue of recourse whatsoever. And they've adjusted it a little bit. But they have made it such that the United States government can still hold the foreigners. The Congress allows the government to hold the foreigners without trial. It's truly pretty sad. And it's embarrassing for me. If I go to another country and I sit there, I'll be in England. Like, what's going on? Like, sorry, you know, what can I tell you? You know, the constitutional safeguards are not worth anything. Which I think ought to tell people something. You know, we've spoken about this before, Julia, on the show. All of the laws, all of the paper that they write, all these different types of things that they write, they don't hold politicians back.
No. Because it's slow change over time, and most people today that were not around when the Constitution was written, they're used to the way things are today. Mm-hmm. So when we get a little more laws just added on slowly over time, it doesn't really mean anything to them. They say, oh, well, I mean, I'm free enough to wake up and go to the store and buy my own car, and they don't even really give this any thought. And most of them don't really know anything about the Geneva Convention and all of that stuff, so they have no frame of reference.
And you know what gets really people, they get really angry at this, especially if they've been in the military, they have military families, they get angry when we talk like this.
Yes.
Because that sounds anti-American. Well, you know what? There's a difference between being a true freedom lover and a nationalist.
Yes.
And I'll be a freedom lover any day of the week. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is William Lewis. And if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years. 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am and wondering, what else have they done and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, where you control the airwaves by calling us at 800-259-9231. This is Gardner.
And Julia.
And we are here at your disposal, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, where you control the airwaves and you control the fun. And it's very good to be sitting in for Ian and Mark tonight and also tomorrow as they travel and do a little business for the radio program. Good to have you here, everybody. Hey, Julia.
Yes.
I got a little reminder, folks. You know, we've been talking about the Free State Project, Pork Fest, things like that coming up. And if you're thinking about coming to New Hampshire, you might be thinking about investing in some real estate in New Hampshire. Well, Mark Warden is your connection to home rentals and land in the Free State. You can look for him next weekend at Pork Fest in the exhibitor's tent. His name is Mark Warden, a first 1,000 member of the Free State Project and your Porcupine Realtor. Check him out. Mark Warden, folks. I hope you will give him some serious consideration. Okay. Now, we've been talking about a number of subjects. Just want to go back very quickly and recap. D.C. going to be setting up warrantless searches at people's cars. If you don't have the right ID or reason to be in the area, you're in trouble. And there is a report from The Guardian in the UK that there are at least 17 ships operating off the coasts of various countries, United States naval ships, that have detained people and are torturing, possibly, people. They're calling them torture ships. Let's go right to the phones. Matt is back. And where's Matt calling from, Julia?
South Carolina.
Hey, South Carolina, SC. Matt, thanks for the second attempt. Appreciate it, and welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great, great. Thanks a lot for sticking in there, buddy. What's up?
Basically, I'm calling. I'm a podcast listener, and this is one of the first times I've been able to call in. And are you guys familiar with the case of Heller versus D.C.?
Yes. The one before the Supreme Court right now?
Yes. And yes. I know Mark and Ian a lot of times mention, you know, what's it going to take to make you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And interestingly enough, I've seen news reports from the Secretary of State of Montana that Montana is actually threatening to secede.
Yes, it's good news.
They overturn,
it's very good news.
And it's rather frightening when you think of what's happening in D.C., where they're trying to take away people's guns. And when I personally, I mean, I'm not a legal scholar, I'm not a lawyer, mm-hmm. but when I look at the Second Amendment, it says, shall not be infringed. And I don't see how the Supreme Court could possibly interpret it to mean that you can restrict people's rights to own guns. But I believe that what they'll do is they'll overturn the law, because if they will uphold the law, because if they overturn it, it would open the floodgates in their eyes, and people would be able to arm themselves with whatever gun they want. And the government cannot allow freedom to that extent, because then people will be able to defend themselves against the encroachment on their rights that the government is planning in the future years.
That's right, Matt. Right.
I think one of the things that bugs me so much about that is when you look at the numbers, it appears that there is a direct correlation with low crime and gun laws. I mean, New Hampshire has some of the least restrictive gun laws in the country, and it has some of the lowest crime. And places like New York City and Washington, D.C., which you can't even carry a BB gun, I don't think, without a permit, has extremely high crime.
Absolutely right. If you look at, and Matt, you probably checked this out, many audience members have, and I hope that you'll suggest it or just buy an extra copy and put it in somebody's hands, the book More Guns, Less Crime by John Lott, who's a guy from originally an economist. He used to work up at the University of Chicago, and I think he's since gone to some other schools. But absolutely great book, and he has another one called The Bias Against Guns. And he did the first cross-temporal and cross-cultural study, really strictly looking at what happens when you allow for concealed carry or open carry. And what you tend to get is you see, in fact, in all cases, you see drops in violent crime, increases in certain other types of nonviolent crime, and increases outside of the areas where they allowed for people to be able to hold on to their weapons. And it's quite interesting. And you also see he brings up statistics, for example, in the United States, we have a much lower hot burglary rate. And hot burglary is when someone goes in without having cased someplace. In England, they have a much higher hot burglary rate because they're not worried who's inside or not, because they'll just go in because they don't think anybody has any sort of firearm to hurt them.
And in England, they've taken it to a new level.
Oh, it's
didn't
extreme.
They ban kitchen knives, I think, most recently, or proposed it?
They've been working. I think they've banned things like samurai swords. Kitchen knives could be next. You used to only be able to own a .22 caliber firearm was locked in a cabinet at a gun club.
So when someone breaks into your home, you're just going to go down to the gun club?
Yeah, hold on a minute. I'll be right back. Hey, mate, can you give me a lift after you steal my car? And I'd just like to get my gun. I mean, it's insane. It's totally insane. And, you know, Matt, I don't know how you feel about this, but hearing that from Montana is absolutely fantastic. And the governor of Montana, I believe, is a Democrat. And as you said, he said if the Supreme Court comes down the pike with that ruling and they rule that it is not an individual right to keep and bear arms... by the way, what other rights are there than individual rights? If you have a group right, what the heck does that mean, right, Matt? It's insane. It makes no sense.
The interesting thing is I'm actually originally from New York, and I live in South Carolina now, and I own two firearms, and both of them would be illegal if I were to take them back with me to New York, because either the magazine is too large or they have special features. And the thing is, I feel a lot safer. I don't live in a rough neighborhood, but I know that if anyone comes into my house, I can defend myself. Whereas in New York, I knew that there was nothing I could do, especially because the thing is that nothing is going to, you can make all the laws you want, but nothing is going to stop criminals from getting a hold of guns. I know Mark one time mentioned he had, being a convicted felon, he could get a gun within 15 minutes if he wanted to, but he's going to obey the laws that the state has imposed upon him, and he's going to live in a situation where he can defend himself. And it's just so frustrating when the thing is that laws only keep honest people honest. They're not going to deter criminals from doing things that are against the law.
Like this piece of paper that they've written is just magical, and they write it down, and poof, the criminals don't want guns anymore.
And, you know, it really brings to mind, I think it calls into question the structure of a criminal justice system, Matt, that says that a prisoner is free to go, that he's done his time and paid his penance and is safe to go out into society, but somehow someone is not safe enough to be able to exercise his so-called innate right to be able to defend himself with a firearm. If he's not safe enough to be able to allow him to hold a firearm, should a person really be put back into society? There's a real disconnect there. Thank you so much for the call from South Carolina, Matt. It's good to have you in the audience. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line here at Free Talk Live. And let's go to Michael in New Hampshire, who wants to chat with us right now. Looks like he's on the amp line. Michael, are you there, my friend?
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, hello. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm back here in Manchester and catching up on everything just before Porkfest.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to stop by during the evenings, I think, and then Friday night I'll be there for quite a while. Saturday I think I'm going to be there all day. I'm hoping to sell some copies of my book. I'm waiting for them to arrive, and I hope people like might want to buy my book too, which will be great, but it's just going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it.
I
want
to buy an electronic copy of your book, but I can't seem to.
Very interesting. I don't know.
Handheld books. I don't know. Maybe it's nostalgia, but I love laying down and reading a handheld book.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that with the publisher, though. Yeah, thank you very much. So what can we do for you tonight, my friend?
Well, you mentioned something earlier about making people disappear, and that's just not something that can happen up here in New Hampshire. We've got, and I don't know if you've listened to the show this week, but we've been talking a lot about the technologies we've got developing here, like the Porcupine 411. And,
yes, that's great.
The 911 system that's up and coming.
If people aren't familiar with that, you might want to just sort of reiterate. It's a brilliant, brilliant idea, and I love it. In fact, we were sort of talking about that a number of months ago. I said, you know, somebody should do sort of some sort of a circle in case something happens. And Ian's like, oh, they're already working on that guard. So tell everybody about that.
Well, the Porcupine 411 system is pretty simple. If something's going on, you call a number, you leave a short message, and you say, hey, this is happening right here, location, time, whatever, and any suggestions for what people might want to do. And that audio message gets blasted out to people's email boxes and people's cell phones, and now it's available on a podcast as of today.
Mm.
So people can get those messages from anybody that calls in about whatever's going on.
That's a great idea.
If you got the blue light gang behind you, then that's definitely something going on. So,
hey, listen, Michael, you got something? You want to continue this over the flip side after these spots? You want to stick with us?
Certainly.
All right, great. Hold on the line. Michael in New Hampshire will be with us, and you can too, here at Free Talk Live, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We're talking about freedom, individual liberty, and you. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your avenue of escape if you want to talk about freedom, individual liberty, and the expansion of those freedoms. Free Talk Live is the place where you can go. Go to freetalklive.com. Check out all the great, great things at the website, including everything that's free. They've got, I don't know how many programs that are stored up there that you can download for free. Always updated, always available for you. Free Talk Live. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, which I always love to check out since I'm a single guy, and it's always a pleasure.
Hey, I'm a taken girl, and I like to look at
the Shrine, and your picture's over there, too. I'm Gardner, and she is...
Julia.
And we're filling in for Ian and Mark tonight, and we're continuing our conversation, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's get back to Michael, who called us on the AMP line in New Hampshire. We'll tell you about AMP in just a little while. Michael, thanks for sticking around. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. It's always a pleasure, Gard.
Thanks, man. It's great to talk to you. Really, really great. So now, tell me. We were talking a little bit about the Free State Project, Washington, not Free State Project, Porcupine 411. This is something that people have started up. It is a way to disseminate information very, very quickly. And I got to tell you, based on some of the things that I've seen, some of the things that about which I've become concerned, I think very soon in the state of New Hampshire, as the Free State Project builds and grows and more people move here, this is the type of thing that is going to become very, very important. I'm not thinking necessarily, Michael, that there will be confrontations that will come up between the authorities on a very large scale basis. But it is good to be able to get the word out. Already they have done things for people like Dave Ridley, Lauren Canario, and things like that, haven't they?
Oh, yes. It's been very useful for that, for getting information out when they've had confrontations with the the Blue Light Gang or whoever. So that's one thing it's used for. It's also been used for just to let people know that there's an event going on, like a gathering of liberty lovers, something impromptu or short notice, whatever. Yeah. But I'm also in the middle of that. At Porkfest, you'll probably see me coding furiously on my laptop to get the new Pork 911 system up, which will work similarly, except when you call, you'll actually talk to a live local activist here in New Hampshire who can do whatever you need.
That's a great idea.
And I can't begin to imagine the ways that this will be used, but one of the things I imagine is that if the Blue Light Gang gets to you, then you may call and say, hey, they're coming for me, and get the word out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're coming for me, and beep.
Yeah. You know, Michael, one of the things that strikes me is there's a really good book called The Tragedy of American Compassion by Marvin Alasky, and he goes through what happened up until maybe the mid-1800s in United States history. And Alexei De Tocqueville wrote about it in his great study, Democracy in America. You know, originally he came to the United States to study prisons, and he was so impressed by people helping their neighbors, by this close kinship that people had. Even in the cities, they did it on four square block areas where, you know, somebody had a problem. Joe's barn burned down last year. We all pitched in and helped them out. It was great. And you know what? I remember Joe came back to me when, you know, my daughter was sick. And, man, I mean, he helped out. I had to take her to Boston. And he, you know, he ran my farm for 5 days. The guy was great. He really paid me back. That was awesome. It was that sort of, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, but in an open way, friendly neighborliness that existed in the United States. And that's what the Free State Project really embodies here. When people move here, people help them move. When they have problems, people get in touch with each other. It really is the essence of volunteerism, which has been, I think, squashed and perhaps smothered by the state intervening with all of its programs and all of the attendant baggage that it has.
Well, you know, Ian says, and I agree, that we have to build voluntary alternatives to the state systems, and that's what this is all about. And you're kind of leading into the real reason I called, which was because of Dave Ridley of the Ridley Report.
Oh, what's that?
And he is actually, I learned today, I read on the NHLA forum today, that he is considering running for state rep here in Manchester.
Oh, that would be great. Dave's a great guy. Oh, man, that would be fantastic. You know what he should do? He should run for state senate, because there are seats opening up for state senate.
Well, I don't think he's been here 7 years yet.
Oh, shoot, that's right, yeah.
We need to get some Free State or senators in there.
Yeah. So you read that on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance forum?
Yes, I did. But he needs some encouragement. So Dan here set up a pledge bank for him, / Ridley Report.
Yeah.
And we're all going to donate $100 to him if he decides to run.
Oh, boy. That would be fantastic. Do you have the URL for that, or is there a link over?
Yeah, pledgebank.com/Ridley Report.
pledgebank.com/Ridley Report. That is great. pledgebank.com/Ridley Report. Michael, this is excellent. It's really good to hear this. Right now, of course, Joel Winters, Free State Project member, is in there now as a Democrat, and it would be great to see more people going in there. What about you? Would you ever think about running?
Well, I haven't been here 2 years yet, but I will definitely consider it.
All right, my friend. Please do so, okay?
I certainly will.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call from New Hampshire, Michael. Great to
Always
talk
to you.
Always a pleasure. You got it. We'll talk to you over the week, Ned. And let's see. Oh, hey, yes. We have another Mike in Ottawa. Mike, what's happening, man? Two mics in a row.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I'm almost asleep here waiting for you, but...
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
appreciate it. Welcome to Free Talk Live. What's happening?
I'm talking too loud on the phone, and it's very hard to hear you.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. Now, my interpretation of history was always that people in Canada were the cowards that ran from the British. But the more I hear about what's going on in the United States, I'm wondering which gene pool is which.
Well, you know, we certainly seem to have an aversion and a fear to allowing people the freedom to fail here, that's for sure.
What's going on? You were the guys that stood up to a superpower, didn't you?
Well, supposedly...
I'm an Irish boy from the potato famine, so it's after my time. But the interpretation of history I get is that you guys took on the biggest superpower, and you were a bunch of peasant farmers, but now you're scared to talk to a cop on the street?
Well, you know, it's very troubling to me that, unfortunately, the cops that we originally brought in to be peacekeepers and peace officers are now acting more like the red-coated agents of Her Majesty or His Majesty in the UK than the very police that we supposedly brought in to help enforce the laws that are based on Lockean natural rights ideas, which is we should be left alone. And now the government is messing with us more and more and more. I think there's a very healthy fear that everyone needs to have of police authority.
Well, the thing in Canada, I guess it's a little different, because here, the police mess with you, some nasty lawyer from Toronto or Vancouver slaps their face, and somebody gets sued, and it's over.
Mm.
there, you're talking like it goes much further than that.
Oh, it does. You can't, you know, it's very interesting. The police here are becoming militarized. I don't know what they're like with the RC, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP.
They're nice guys.
They
get
taxed
to death like we do.
Well, you know, a lot of the cops I know around here are nice guys, too. You look at, for example, if you go to that website, checkpointusa.com or .org, I can't remember which. If you see the videos on YouTube of these guys, they're nice people. And they'll say over and over again, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job, you know.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yeah, sure thing.
As soon as you said that, you know what it reminded me of?
Yeah.
I heard that Hitler once said, put a uniform on a man, you can get him to do anything you want him to do.
Well, that's a pretty.
I just clicked into my head right there.
That's a pretty astute memory, man. Hey, listen, we're just going to be up against the clock. Any other thoughts? You know, coming from Ottawa, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Coming from Ottawa.
How's it like to be taxed to death?
Yeah, well,
we're not that far behind as far as tax death is concerned.
Yeah, we're not that far behind. And
you have no idea what it's like here.
Oh, I'm sure it's bad, but it's getting worse here.
I got my check the other day, 53% deductions, 47% I get to keep.
Ouch.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Well, I have a friend who used to live in Oshawa, and we used to talk about this a lot.
Well, he didn't work for GM.
No, he did not. He worked for Outer Limits in their writing department. But we used to talk about the problems of the Canadian system, you know, the semi-socialized, then purely socialized almost system of health care that they have there. And in order to change it, a lot of people say you have to have it brought down to its knees. There are a lot of people out there who are very disappointed with the way the Canadian health system has been going. But do you think that there will be any changes? Do you think they'll just sort of tinker with it?
No, I don't think there'll ever be a change here.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
That's entrenched.
And do you think you'd love to move to New Hampshire and join us here in the Free State?
Well, under NAFTA, I can work there. And sometimes I'm really thinking about it.
Oh, but you see, we can't have you come here because you're a foreigner, and foreigners are evil if they work here.
Oh, give me a freaking break. We're probably related genetically.
Exactly. Hey, great to get the call, Mike. Really appreciate
it. Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And, you know, Julia, Ian is often, I think, becoming famous for mentioning that working within government won't help. For example, you know, Dave Ridley thinking about running for office. I say, you know what? Let each person do what he thinks he can do.
Since, I agree.
You know, since government exists, go for it. Don't get burned out, Dave, please. If you're going to run, go for it. You're going to cause all those people all sorts of problems.
Now, be prepared for some treacherous waters.
Yes, yes. Hour 2 of Free Talk Live is coming up. You control the airwaves, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode, LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.